are now joined by Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago to take a look at the forecast for the global growing regions. Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for being with us. I don't think there's a whole lot going on. Maybe you can just kind of start with a rough forecast of what's going to happen here in the United States, and we can turn our attention elsewhere in just a bit.
Sure, that sounds great, Todd. Here in the U.S., we're dealing with some rain and snow over the next few days. We have a very slow-moving system that's trekking through the Corn Belt today, and that's going to continue all the way through Saturday. It's pretty unusual to see a storm system move this slowly at this time of the year, because typically in the winter and even in the spring, the jet stream is fairly strong because of the sharp temperature gradient that exists between the polar regions and the tropical regions. That keeps the winds pretty strong across the middle of the U.S., but at the moment, this system has disconnected from the jet stream, which we typically would not expect to see at this time of the year. And because of that, the system is moving very slowly, and that's why we're going to see periodic rain and snow showers all the way through Saturday, especially from Illinois to the east.
And then in South America, do we have concerns at all?
Well, it's been very dry in Brazil. We can look at our data in a number of different ways, and it all tells us the same story. And that story is basically that even though there has been different rains in different parts of Brazil over the last week, 2 weeks, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, however you want to look at it, they've not added up to big totals. And because of that, we still have very high coverages of dryness. Let's just point out soybeans, with that being the number one crop in Brazil. 81% of that crop was drier than normal over the most recent 30-day period. And that's the highest coverage of 30-day dryness that we've seen this entire growing season, going all the way back into October. So that just tells you that even though it's been raining, it's not showing up in the data very well, and that's because it hasn't been enough. Now, as we move forward, it is very clear that that's about to end. There's about to be a lot of rain in the central and northern areas of Brazil, and that's where about 55% to 60% of soybean production exists. So we're going to see these numbers come down a little bit over the next 2 weeks. And that's all because a cool front drapes across the central and northern areas of Brazil. And that will cause thunderstorms to erupt every day or two going forward over the next couple of weeks. That will then eventually get into the timing of this rain. How beneficial was it? We started planting in October and then we ended planting in November, at least in the key states of Mato Grosso, Goiás, and Minas Gerais. So the rain certainly would have been better earlier, though some of the later planted crops will more than likely benefit from some of this rain that's coming up.
And then in the more southern portions of their growing region, they had been dry. Are they in trouble at this point?
Well, Rio Grande do Sul has been at the epicenter of dryness for a while, at least in that part of the southern region. But Rio Grande do Sul, at least according to the data that we have, and our data is just taking in numbers and crunching away, it shows that the dryness story has actually been much more prevalent to the north in Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, Bahia, and on to the north from there. The level of coverage of dryness has been pretty similar within the state of Rio Grande do Sul, and that's where a lot of the discussions of crop losses have been taking place because of the dryness that's occurred within that state. But it has rained over the last couple of weeks, so any damage in Rio Grande do Sul was due to the dryness that happened up until about 2 weeks ago. Now it is looking pretty dry there again over the next 7 to 8 days, but it also will be cool and some rains will follow after that. But again, this gets into the timing, Todd. I mean, if we had just planted everything at the exact same time, then we knew exactly where every single crop was in its growing stage, we could easily figure out the meaning of this rain. But since crops are planted at different times and there's an early crop, a late crop, and all those types of different things, it does get a little bit complex. But it would be a lot easier to figure this out if it would just rain everywhere. There is a lot of rain coming up in those central and northern areas, but this is just going to be a lingering story until we finally can collect some good harvest results.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again about this next week.
Yeah, that sounds great. Talk to you then.
That, of course, is Mike Tenori. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.